What's happening? It is your guy Taz Angel, and we are back with another episode of Taz Be Thinking, man. So today what I'm thinking about is violence and power and the misconception that they are synonymous. Right now, for those who have not seen, like, who haven't seen me, I'm not a small guy by any means. I'm 6'5". I've gotten down to 335 pounds. At my highest, I truly believe I was closer to around 450. But I had only weighed myself at 425. That was the highest that I weighed myself, but I was bigger than that. But either way, so, you know, being a large guy, there are a few things that come along with this, right? And men already have a tough time here, you know, in this country. Specifically, men of color. More specifically, black men, even more specifically, large black men. So, you have to understand that there are a few experiences that I'm accustomed to, and not all of them are bad. You know, when I enter a room, people are going to stare. I'm going to, if I go to a store, or, you know, if I'm out in public, which is very rare because I'm a hermit, but either way. People will ask me, you know, what football team you play on, things like that, right? So, another part of that, and this is on the other side of it, is people being, in my opinion, unnecessarily intimidated by me, right? Now, I've had guys that I've had conversations with, even nerd debates on which superpower I would prefer between one and another. You know, like, we'd had some, at least what I consider to be, pretty cool moments. And after that, I was told that this person was still intimidated by me, right? Now, this baffled me, but this furthered my reasoning for understanding the difference between, and explaining the difference between, violence and power. A lot of times, you know what? I'm going to give y'all a story. Let's I'm going to give y'all an example. So this was picture of Sicily, 1927. But this was about 2014. I was living in Little Rock, Arkansas at that point. And to let you know, where I actually worked at the Dollar General on Baseline Road. So I was the closing manager because, again, being the large guy, they want you to be the closing manager when you're at work. And this is in many stores. But yeah, I'm a night owl anyway, so it didn't bother me. But staying focused, this one night, the store manager, I'm not going to say his name, but yeah. So the store manager walks up to me and lets me know the different things he needs me to make sure I'm done before we close up for the night. So he gives me the directions, and I said, okay. I called the team over. It was two associates and one manager in training. So I let them know, hey, I need you to go over here because you're better at recovery. I need you over here to set up this end cap, and could you please set up this display for me? So they all say, cool. They go straight to it, right? So I go back to doing what I was doing, not realizing that the entire time I'm giving those instructions, the store manager is one aisle over eavesdropping on the way I give my instructions. So after, he asked me one of the weirdest questions to me. He said, "Hey man, why do you talk like that?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Why you talk all nice like that? If I was your size, I would have told them, you go over there in recovery, you go over there and do the end cap." I was like, and mind you, my North Little Rock people, like, they know who I'm talking to. Baseline Road, Dollar General, okay? The store manager there, again, because I'm trying to leave names out, was a guy who was probably around 5'2", 5'3". I would say he was probably like 160, 170, you know, not very muscular by any means. And was, you know, dealt with self-confidence issues. And we all have the things that we battle. So, you know, it's never judgment, but these are things that I noticed and I observed. And I was aware, because of my observations, that the words he was saying to me were coming from a place of inferiority in him that he experiences in himself, right? So when he said that to me, I responded simply, "You know what? I believe you." I said, "But the difference is, if you woke up in my body parts, it's an entire world change. It's a completely different level of power output you have." And this is me being humble, but again, this is being realistic too. It's a different level of power output. It's a different level of confidence, because you gotta know me to understand. There's no insecurity here. Like, I love me, okay? So it's just a completely different world. So I told him, "I believe you, man. Because if you woke up looking like me, it would be brand new to you. But I go to sleep and wake up looking like this every day. This level of power is not new to me. It would be new to you, which is why you would mishandle it." I told him this. Now, I didn't say this part, I just thought it, which is also why I'm the one who has it and you don't. Humbly. Right? Because it's never about being conceited or about me, but that's why I was entrusted with this. Okay, I didn't do anything to be so grandiose to get it. I was entrusted with this, right? So that brings me to my point. People who are violent usually lack power, and they're actually being violent in search for the feeling of being powerful. Conversely, those with power, with true power, are only violent when absolutely necessary. Why? Because they are aware of the power that they hold to a certain degree, because sometimes we don't even know our full capabilities. So even being self-aware enough to have some kind of knowledge of how far we can go lets us know that this petty conversation is not worth me going that far. See, the person who has power calculates. Okay? They don't react. They just cut down their response time. They respond a lot faster. They don't react. They respond. You understand? So let's stop being outwardly violent and boastful and trying to act like we're so... Let's stop doing that. Because again, those who are violent often lack power, and those who have power know not to be violent until absolutely necessary. I thank you guys for listening. This is another episode of Taz Be Thinking. I love you. I'ma let you.